Hi, and welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 71. Today we have a simulator. Zelda Queen and Proteus are busily working on getting their new castle, and so we probably won't be hearing from them until they get that taken care of. Sorry, fans of Proteus and Zelda Queen, but they will be back, and once they do, they will have their own secret lair, mansion, whatever you want to consider it, to call their own. In the meantime, we do have a few pieces of news to go over. First of all, I guess we'll start on what is one of the biggest announcements of the day, although it was kind of telegraphed from quite a ways away, is being Star Wars Day, we have the announcement of the release on the Star Wars on Blu-ray. So what does this actually mean? Well, it means that you can buy either all 6 versions of Star Wars on Blu-ray. You can purchase just Star Wars Episodes 1, 2, and 3. Not sure why you would, but you could. And you could buy Star Wars Episodes 4, 5, and 6, which for a lot of us is probably the preferred version to be buying. But there is a downside on this, is we don't know if it's going to actually be the original movies on here, or if it's just going to be the rehashes, the special edition. And so, honestly, we just don't know. A lot of the word is that it's going to be the special editions, and if that's the case, a lot of people are going to be disappointed. People are really wanting the original theatrical releases. And most of the stuff the special editions came out with, I can deal with. Yes, Handshot first. Okay, I can pass with Greedo. Okay, the Jabba the Hutt scene. Eh. But they should have left the original dude that was Darth Vader as Darth Vader. They should not have changed him out for the kid that played Darth Vader in the prequels. It's just not right. So, I guess we'll see what happens. The big advantage to buying the big episodes 1 through 6 is you'll get an additional 40 hours of content. And when can you expect to buy these? They are supposed to be released on September 16th, 2011. And if you go to Amazon right now, you can pre-order the entire complete saga for $90, which is approximately 36% off the list price of $140. So that's 9 Blu-rays for $90. So basically you're paying about $10 a disc. That's actually rather impressive, really. So, may the Force be with you, and yeah. Moving on to other non-Star Wars news, but still kind of science fiction-y, is that Mass Effect 3 has been delayed until at least quarter one of 2012. Boo. But on the bright side, Game of the Year 2011, we don't have to worry about having a Mass Effect to fight all these other games that are coming out, such as Infamous 2 and Portal 2. Yeah, that might have actually been a tough fight with Portal 2 in there, because that's just an awesome game. Anywho, so they're trying to add some stuff in order to get a wider demographic in there. So yeah, we're not going to be able to see Mass Effect until 2012. Hopefully, before the end of the world, that it doesn't get pushed back anymore. Beyond Mass Effect, on the kind of anime world, Trigun, Badlands Rumble, the Trigun movie that was, I think it was shown a year or so ago at SakuraCon, is going to be coming to American theaters. We don't know what theaters, and we don't know when, but they are planning to bring them to North America theaters in 2011. For anybody who's a Trigun fan, that's awesome. And if you're saying to yourself, Trigun? What the heck is Trigun? Go get Trigun, sit down, and watch it. Trigun is actually a really good series. It wasn't real popular in Japan, but it was very popular here in the States because it has more of that Western feel that we like. In fact, it's very Western. There is some technology in it, but the majority of it has a very Western look and feel to how the characters act, how they live, and how they dress. So yes, Trigun Badlands Rumble will be coming to theaters here soon. Keep you posted on when soon is. Back to the video game world of things. Red Faction Armageddon is doing the same thing that Homefront did, which isn't a real surprise since both Red Faction Armageddon and Homefront are both done by THQ, where if you buy an unlimited play pass for Red Faction Armageddon from OnLive, you will get a free micro console in order to play it on your TV. So, in theory, you could have two free micro consoles by now if you pre-ordered Homefront and you pre-ordered Red Faction Armageddon. Or you'd have three of them if you had bought three play passes before they made the micro console and you were a subscriber, and bought Homefront, and get this. But a lot of us, this will probably be if you get it your first play pass. You have until June 6th in order to get the full play pass on OnLive and claim your free micro console, which it's typically $99, lets you play it on your TV, which if you're playing on your TV, you probably already have a console and you'll probably go that way anyways. But it's not a bad little add-on thing. It beats probably most pre-order bonuses that you get that are just like a skin or an extra in-game thing. This is a physical $100 device, and you don't even have to buy a special edition for it, which is kind of cool. And then the last piece of video game news I actually have is about the Nintendo Wii. Nintendo has gone ahead and dropped the formerly impossible to find console to $150. This is after its recent drop at retailers to $175, and they're trying to change up the bundle. No more do you get Wii Sports and Wii Sports Resort with your Wii. Now you get Mario Kart Wii, the Wii Remote plus Nunchuck, and a Wii Wheel, which is going to either be black or white, depending on which version of the console that you buy. They'll be able to purchase, if you still want Wii Sports, you'll be able to purchase it for $19.99, which is part of a collection of must-own games. These collections of other $19.99 games are The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, Animal Crossing City Folk, and Mario Super Sluggers. I wasn't aware Mario Super Sluggers was a must-own, but they to each your own. And then if you decide that you have the white Wii already, you don't want to buy a new Wii, but you really want that black Wii, it's going to be released separately for an MSRP of $9.99. So, Nintendo's definitely revving up Mario and his buddies for that new system that's being released at E3. Looking forward to it. We'll see more soon. And that's kind of it that I have for news. And I did play more Portal 2 this week. I've defeated the co-op mode with fellow game slaver Irish Pride. And honestly, I think I like the co-op more than I like the single player, mainly because of the satisfaction of solving the much more complicated puzzles, even though it was obviously with help of a friend. There's just something about the cooperation and the effort that it took between two people working together in order to solve these puzzles. It just made it so much more satisfying when you solved them. And then I've also played a little WoW. It's Children's Week this week, and I always lose steam at Children's Week because I am really poor at PvP, and there's an entire set of PvP things you have to do to get one of the achievements for it. And so I usually try it, fail miserably the first few times and just lose steam. I'm like, eh, I might try it again next year, which is kind of what I did this year. But there are some pets that you can get from doing it. I believe there's pets in both the Shattrath City Children's Week, and then there's pets in the Orgrimmar or Stormwind Children's Week, depending on where you happen to be. So have fun playing that, especially if you're an achievement whore. Then you really don't have much choice. You have to get it, don't you? And for those of you that haven't bought the 310 Flying Mount yet, getting What a Strange Long Trip It's Been, which is all the holiday achievements, is the only free way in order to get the 310% flying speed now. Or, you know, if there's any other 310 mounts left specifically. Good luck on that one. I think that still comes from winning, like, some of the PvP stuff, but moot point. And with that, I really don't have much more. So, go ahead and visit us at thegameslave.com, where you can comment on stuff. You can also register, send me an email to register for the site at mail@thegameslave.com. You can also check out our store, where we have t-shirts, which are currently under kind of revamp to try and get some better quality on those. And if you have questions, comments, let us know. In the meantime, have a great week, and game on!